So we are able now to cross to our next guest to talk about the Road Accident Fund. And as I mentioned earlier, his name is Ngoako Mohlaloga, who is the deputy chairperson of the Association for the Protection of Road Accident Victims. So thank you so much for joining us on the line. Why is this ruling such a turning point for the Road Accident Fund and public governance more broadly?
Good afternoon. And thank you for having us on your station. Obviously, there have been a lot of wrong things that have been happening within the RAF space. And in our view, the leadership of the RAF, especially the CEO who took the board to court to try and challenge his suspension, has been a big part of the wrong things that have been happening inside the Road Accident Fund. So we feel that the fact that the court has ruled against him is quite significant and important, especially for governance.
Can this judgment help restore public trust in the Road Accident Fund, or are deeper changes still needed?
Well, we are hoping that the public will be able to see that the system is at least working. But of course, there are much more bigger issues that need to be looked into. Hence, we have got hope that the parliamentary inquiry that has been launched by SCOPA would look into these other issues. We attended SCOPA meeting today, and they've adopted the terms of reference for the inquiry. So through this inquiry, we are hoping to dive deeper into the real issues that have been tried to voice out to government and to the RAF itself, and of course to Parliament for a number of years now. So our hope is that this inquiry that has been approved by SCOPA will look into the issues affecting the RAF and the victims.
The court viewed this as a contractual and not a constitutional issue. What does that mean for executive accountability?
Well, it means one and simple thing, that there's a contractual obligation between the CEO, who is an employee, and the board, who are basically representing the government or the shareholder or the minister. Now, the CEO made was to go to court to try and raise constitutional issues on an issue which we regard as a contractual dispute between employer-employee, and we're grateful that the court has agreed with us on that.
Ngoako, how does stable leadership in the Road Accident Fund affect the everyday experience of road accident claimants?
Look, if you look at the many, I can make reference to the board notice 271 that has been introduced, victims of road crashes to at least get compensation. It is extremely difficult for the poor victims to, as things stand, it is very difficult for the victims to comply with the requirements of the RAF. Now, with the board notice, that adds an added layer of complications, as a result of which many people will be prohibited from accessing their rights, from claiming from the RAF as it is their right. Now, we need a leadership within the RAF that seeks to respond to the challenge road crash victims, other than trying by all means to block people from claiming what is due to them in terms of the South African laws.
You've warned before about leadership vacuums. What kind of governance does the Association for the Protection of Road Accident Victims, APRAV, believe the RAF really needs?
We need a leadership that embraces all its stakeholders, a leadership that understands its mandate. Our challenge has always been that the leadership that is currently fighting with the board went to the RAF with what I believe is a wrong mandate. As a result, hence you see them trying to enter the space of traffic management. And for that, we have got RTMC, another agent of the Department of Transport, which deals with issues of safety on the roads and road traffic management. That is not the scope of the RAF. The RAF is there to investigate and compensate victims of road crashes. That is their core mandate. Another mandate of the RAF is to implement the Act, the RAF Act, not to try and circumvent the Act without going to Parliament or follow the right processes. So our view is that we need to prepare the RAF that is going to understand its stakeholders and, of course, respect the courts of the country, respect the laws, respect the role of Parliament, which is exercising oversight over all entities of government in the executive. Now, our challenge is that the current suspended CEO has always been seen to be against the Act that is supposed to implement, and he has always been shying away from oversight. When he goes to Parliament, he would give, you know, a different alternative to the facts that everybody else knows.
What message does this send about defying Parliament and the role of oversight bodies like SCOPA?
Parliament is there to exercise oversight over the executive. It is their duty as per the Constitution. Now, anybody who is in the employ of the state and has to account to Parliament is obligated to do that. Now, we can't have a situation where an employee of government who has got a mandate and a duty to report to the nation through Parliament then decides not to go there. That if they allow that, then it means this country will be turned into a non-public, something that we must guard against.